Number one is the fear of poverty. Now, why anybody should be afraid of poverty in a great nation like this, where opportunity abounds on every hand, is more than I can understand. But I do know that the vast majority of my students have to be treated first for the fear of poverty. They have to be made success conscious, and you'll never be successful at anything until you do become success conscious. You'll have to get over that idea of self-limitation. And the second of the seven basic fears is the fear of criticism. You're lucky indeed if you come this far in life, all of you or any of you, without having suffered from the fear of criticism. The fear of what they'll say. Now, I have heard so many people say, well, I'd do so-and-so if it weren't for what they will say. And I have never yet found out who they were. They are entirely imaginary beings. Yet you'd be surprised how powerful they are. They stupefy enthusiasm. They cut down your personal initiative. They destroy your imagination. And they make it practically impossible for you to accomplish anything above mediocrity. Number four is the fear of ill health. The doctors know too well what that fear does. It results in a condition known as hypochondria, or imaginary illness. And number five is the fear of the loss of love of someone, upon which all of that form of dementia praecox known as jealousy is based. Jealousy doesn't require a reason. It can be just as violent and just as destructive where there is no basis for it as where there is a basis. But it is a motivating force and a fear. It's one of the seven basic fears. Number six is the fear of old age. I don't know why men and women should be afraid that they're going to dry up and blow away when they get to that nice ripe old age of 40 to 50. The real achievements of the world were the results of men and women who had gone well beyond the age of 50, and the greatest age of achievement was between 65 and 75. So I don't know why one should be afraid of old age, but nevertheless they are. And the last and the grandfather of them all is the fear of death. It's the rarest thing in the world to find a person who hasn't at one time or other been afraid of dying. Now, this course and this philosophy, before you finish with it, will, I hope, prepare you to eliminate all of those seven basic fears, particularly the last one.